Welcome to Everybody Mom Day Talks with 52 people. My mom and dad, we have as you can see, I'm with mom and dad and Hanty. This is rare in person. This is kind of a rare occasion here, everybody, but it's a real treat for me. It's a wonderful weekend for me and being with my family, seeing a lot of my family this weekend, and my wife will be seeing me later on tonight or something like that. Tomorrow night.
Later on tonight.
Saturday night.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah. So anyway, folks, you know, first of all, we want to give our condolences out to the lady that was murdered, the Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the video, I was, you know, we see these things all the time, and
movies, though.
You know, and the thing about it reminds me of Trayvon Martin. Why don't you just call the cops?
Mm-hmm.
Have them handle it. You know, they're trained to do this. But this poor lady, unfortunately, lost her life, and it's really tragic. Both of them, and the fact of it is that, you know, someone called this gentleman, or said that the extort was extorting him, and said put this money in front, and then the Uber driver would pick it up, and the Uber driver was unaware. They were just doing their job. Hey, I just come to pick this up and thought it was easy money, and then they end up not going home. And now this the other gentleman is in prison or in jail right now. We don't know what's going to happen to him. But what are your thoughts on it, Mom, Dad, Hanty?
Well, my thoughts are there comes a time when you need to let the authorities do their job. It would have been so much easier for him to call the police and tell them, I've got a call where I've been extorted for $12,000. And to give that money to the Uber driver, and the police would have come and handled it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he took the bull by the horn, got his gun, and when the lady innocently showed up, he pulled the gun on her, walked up to her, and the lady was really pleading for her life.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I remember her saying is, "Please don't kill me, don't kill me." And what did he do? He killed her. Three shots. So that is so horrible that people don't stop and think reasonably. They go on their emotions. And that is very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Who else has a thought on this?
My thought is you just have to be ready. At all times, you don't know when your number's coming up. I hate to look at it as her number came up because it was so senseless. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that the Lord operates that way. But because I believe in him, I have to be ready every moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be very innocent in what you're doing.
Right.
And like you say, not come home. And there's a whole lot of people sad because somebody just did not. Somebody was, I don't know, was he careless?
I believe he was. I mean, you have so many people, you know, in the age of Trump, so much hate going around that someone just wants to react, and their frustration usually goes out. And unfortunately, I'm not saying that this man was a Trump lover, but I'm just saying the environment that this is creating right now where people just want to hurt one another.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Not even looking at each other as Americans anymore. We're looking at it as a Republican, Democrat, or, you know, you're straight or gay. You know what I'm saying? It's this animosity towards one another, how you feel about issues, and people just want to kill you if you don't think like them. And nobody's thinking about, well, it's okay if you think different than me. We can all go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately, a lot of questions were going through my mind. Is what were they able to extort you with the ability to, for you to even get it, you know, put on $12,000? That's the part that really disturbed. Yes.
My question here is when the woman got the order to go to this house, the people that gave her the order to go there, was not the reason for her going there was not a clear, honest reason. Because usually people are called for Uber to get a ride. Okay.
Ubers call for a lot of other things.
But normally I'm used to hearing I'm called Uber for a ride. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm looking at. You look for a ride, you don't look for some catch or trick like that was that she was played on and pulled on when she went to that man's house.
Yeah. Her whole thing was I'm doing my job. It's easy money. Right. You know, she's saying, hey, I'll do this real quick. Next thing you know, the gentleman said, I know what you're here for. I don't know what I'm here for. Please don't kill me. And when I saw the video, you know, he could have knocked the lady out. This is a lady.
He didn't. He really should not have thought what he thought.
And really, we don't know the circumstances.
Right.
You know, this man might have been harassed for several days by these scammers. And he just got fed up with it.
He could have called the law,
and
too.
The thing is, he wasn't thinking critically.
Right.
All you have to do is call the law. Mm-hmm. Let the authorities take care of it. Don't take out your gun and purposely shoot
the person.
And if I remember correctly from the story I've seen on the news, mm-hmm. I think in the preliminary hearing, he pleaded innocent.
Correct. Well, from his perspective, hey, I was under duress and someone was extorting me and I wanted to do something.
However, his life was not in danger. It really was not in danger. That woman was no threat to him when she pulled up to say,
he couldn't take the chance.
But
he was no in date and not in danger. Could he?
Well, the whole point is you had to make a great point, Hanty. But, you know, his danger was I'm losing money.
Right. That's where he had his mind.
That's where he had his mind at.
And if you would have seen this lady come up with a gun, even on her hip, then she would be threatening him.
Right.
There was no visible weapon.
She had no weapon. She didn't have anything to fight with. She just telling him, please do not kill me.
But he was intent, so angry, you know, that he was going to kill somebody. Yeah. Somebody was going to go, so no matter what the circumstance where he was set on killing somebody. At first I had thoughts of myself when I saw, like, here's another black person and a white person.
What's he feeling like today?
The Bible says, it's a great point you point out, that God does not like the fact that people shed innocent blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's an abomination to him. That's one of the things he says. And the problem happens when people justify shedding innocent blood because they felt threatened and they don't have no remorse. That's a sin problem in my mind. Because if I know I hurt somebody unintentionally, I'm going to feel remorse. The fact that it happened and I was involved with that. I'm sorry that it happened. I'm sorry that I was involved or caused harm to somebody, even if it was unless. But, you know, you got people who shed innocent blood and said, well, the circumstances fit the situation, they shouldn't have been there. Well, they were innocent, folk.
Right.
The people missed the point. They were innocent and they lost their life because someone couldn't control themselves.
And the gun gives you a sense of power when it really shouldn't. You know, it shows with a lot of civilians, look at me. Don't mess with me because I can shoot you. And, you know, the other day I went to the gas station, and this elderly man had a big gun on his hip. And I thought, now here he is, I would say in his 80s, for instance. What does he need with a gun? What does he need?
Probably just wanted to scare somebody.
Well, and that's the whole thing is that people.
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
And with a lot of people, with some people, a gun is a toy, and a gun is not a toy. A gun has one purpose, and that is to kill people to kill things.
Well, you know, it's one thing to try to injure someone, but the intent is most people unfortunately have the mindset, I'm going to kill you versus injure you. You know, all I got to do is injure you so we can all go home.
Mm-hmm.
Let the authorities deal with itself at that point. Everybody can explain their case. But you know, when stuff happens and people just have intent on, I'm fed up and I'm going to just do this and I'm going to walk away from it and forgetting the fact that someone's lost their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, and when life is lost,
can't come back.
You can't take it back. And there's people there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like I said, what bothers me is the lack of remorse of someone shedding innocent blood in these cases.
Right.
You know, there's no remorse. Like, man, I am so horrible that happened. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But you're just like, they deserve it. You know, they shouldn't
have acted. Trying to give an excuse why.
You can't push those kind of, I mean, you know, you see, I mean, my grandmother, before we get off, used to take care of World War II veterans. Now, here's these guys in combat. They never wanted to kill somebody,
mm-hmm.
but they were put in a situation where they had to. And my grandmother took care of them. And some of them were never right again because mm-hmm. of the fact there's some of the stuff they had to do that they didn't really want to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folk, you got to be a really sick person to want to take life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a real sick person, regardless of whether someone had it coming or not. Mm-hmm. That's, for a Christian, that's very, very dangerous.
A friend of ours was a county sheriff
mm-hmm.
for several years. And one thing that he did tell us is he took great pride in the fact that he never had to pull his gun.
Mm-hmm.
He never did. He had to carry it because he was with law enforcement agency, but he never pulled his gun.
You know, I remember having a police officer one come to my school and said the proudest thing he ever had to do was never had to pull out his gun on anybody. Mm-hmm. That was his proudest moment. And at that point, I just had a whole different respect for officers that, you know what, if I never have to do this, that's a good day. Mm-hmm. If we can do everything else but do this, but... Mm-hmm. We live in a world today where people are on edge, and we have people that are not right, that, you know, unfortunately do take the line, and you have to do that at times.
Law in their own hands.
But, you know, it's not every time.
Right.
You know, and that's where we're getting to the point now where everybody's going to be on edge. So now, you know, people are just going to be shooting at people just because they had a bad day. And that, you know, I didn't grow up in that kind of world.
Mm-hmm.
My world was you don't even play with a toy gun and point it at somebody.
Right, correct.
But now, you know, people just think lives are just nothing. But
they don't value any life.
Right, and the military has to train you to shoot a weapon.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't come naturally. They have to train you to shoot it and how to take care of it.
Yeah. So, you know, our hearts go out to the family on both families. Sad that this happened. Hope that. Some good can come out of this some kind of way, but you know, anytime loss of life happens in any shape or form, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. So we're gonna keep them in our prayers, both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, you know, let's just think a little bit before we react. And when you have it, call the cops.
Yeah,
especially you know, really pay attention and call the cops before you just react to do something. And sometimes you got to react fast because of. You know, gunshots are fired. That's one thing. But really assess the situation. That's all I'm saying, folks. Till next time, we'll see you on Mom and Dad Talks. All right.